Good Bay Sivan, Tuesday the 14th of June, Bame David Halpin, Hamakadish Amo Yisrael, Alidei Chuppah Bikadushin.
Topical subject. For 2 reasons, topical. First of all, we're still in the Yemei HaMeliyim of Shavuos, Chag HaShavuos, was Yom Simchusei, Adin Chazal, the first of Shavuos, was Yenichan HaChasana, Rabbi Yisham HaChasana, the Yidin through the Torah. And actually, it's probably surprising to most people, the Choyk Yaakov Paskins, if somebody forgot to say Shachayuni on Shvius, every Yom Tov is supposed to say Shachayuni for the Yom Tov, if somebody forgot to make a Shachayuni, he can still make a Shachayuni today for the Yom Tov of Shvius. Not the Maaseh from Magudim says we shouldn't do it, but that's just to give you some idea about the frame of mind which we're supposed to be in, we're still supposed to be under the influence. All you are supposed to be under the influence of Shavuos, and especially now in these days. And for practical reasons, this week is a week for Hashem of Chasnas all over the place, B'nai Nahara. So perhaps the Indian thing, the Brucha, which was probably very few people, perhaps nobody in this crowd besides myself, and probably has ever made or ever will make, the Brucha for Kedishin. Doesn't mean, let me make a shtickle akduma, which is perhaps the Vapusha, but for that thing, it has to be repeated. You know, in the Torah, there's Kedishin and Nesiyin, two stages. When somebody marries, he goes through two stages, Kedishin and Nesiyin. Kedishin is, the chusik is the color, as the minute today is to give a ring. In the olden time, the ishmik is the shloisha duchem, you can give a banana also, you should be very happy with it. But you can give her anything, a pshula priyitin, you can be kaddish, that's Kedishin. But then she's still called, she's not the Nesiyah, she's still in the Kedishis. Then there's the Nesiyan. The Nesiyan is a machloik, it's exactly what it is. Basic machloik is more maybe between the Sfarad and Ashkenazim. The Ashkenazim have accepted the shitta that the Chippa is the Nesiyan. The Sfarad have accepted the shitta that the Yichud is the Nesiyan. But I must point out something, Pushit, because the terminology has changed a little bit. Nowadays, we use the word Eilesin for an engagement, which is not really the truth. Lushan Nayudim today, you say Eilesin. But it's a mistake. It's not a mistake, it's just not the Lushan of the Torah. In the Torah, Eilesin starts at Kedishin. Before that, it's Meshedechis. An engagement doesn't change in any way the legal status of the Chusna or Kala. It's an undertaking between the Chusna and Kala, an agreement, to get married. It's a Choshe Mishpedek undertaking. They're committed to each other to get married. But the Chusna is still a Bucha and the Kala is still a Bel, a Pnia. So Eilesin really starts at Kedishin. Kedishin and Eilesin is the same thing, Balushan Hatoya. So an Arisa means somebody who's had Kedishin. She is also for the whole world. And if somebody from Azama gets Skila, an Arisa, and she's still also to her husband. In the Torah, we find many dinim, Arisa is not like an Asiya. Legaba Yerisha, the husband, Yashin's a wife, the Yurash Oisa is only about this after an Asiya. Hafuras Nadurim, a Kohen is Metamba to his wife, only a Nesir, not an Arisa. And if she's Mazana, she gets Skila, whereas an Arisa gets Chenik. And Amasi, she's also the husband, to her own husband, to the Chusin, till she has Nesir. She's also to live with her husband till she has Nesir.
No, Arisa is Beskila.
Arisa Beskila, and now the same is Chenik. Yeah. We'll soon come to the point, hopefully, what exactly is the Issa for her to be with her husband till Nesiyah. So there are two bruchos, two sets of bruchos. There's two Berkei Agufins. We're talking now about the Berkei Eilesin, the bruchos for Kedishin, which the Masada Kedishin makes, which is the Berkei Agufin, and the bruchos we're discussing now. Afterwards, the chusin gives the color of the ring, that is the Kedishin. Then you read the Ksibah to make a bit of a hefset, and then you go over to Nesiyah, which is the seven bruchos with the chippah. The chippa, according to us, the chippa is Nesiyan. According to Abba Shittas, the yichud is the actual Nesiyan. The bruchas and the Nesiyan are made under the chippa, and she becomes a Nesiyan only after yichud. And not a lamasa, it shouldn't be a lamasa, but maybe a bit extreme. For those who have accepted the shitta of the Shvis Yaakov, there's a machlokes, the Shvis Yaakov and Reb Kiveiga, if an arisa has to cover her hair with a raisa. A Nesiyan has to cover her hair with a raisa in Pashas Nusay. That Kisya Rosh is the rise of the Kedin. When does it start? By Eilesin or by Nesiyah? Machlokes. The Mishnah Briah brings the Bekir Eger from Eilesin. Straight after her, right? Kedeshis leaders a fear of Kisya Rosh. It's a Midaraisa. Strangely enough, the Shabriya doesn't even bring the shit of the Shvis Yaakov, who was one of the greatest poskim at the time, who said that we start after Nisiyah. Apparently, Rav Kiveiga, Mishnah Briya felt that Rav Kiveiga is so powerful that overpowered that shitta. So if I would be enough to min, according to the Shvis Yaakov, that you can cover, you only have to cover your hair after Nisiyah, when does that start? So according to Ashkenazim, it starts under the Chippah, which is already Nisiyah by the Chippah. According to Sfadim, it starts after Yichud, and the Ravadi Yosef gives a limit chis for Sfadim, many Sfadim have a minute to make the Yichud after the Seder. So according to the Shvis Yaakov, that would allow them to have, not to cover the hair till after the Seder. But it only applies if you have the Yichud after. If you have the Yichud before, there's no question after the Yichud, the hair has to be covered. What's the bruch on tradition? Bruch at Hashem lakem melcho, ilim on for Aleph. Asher kutshonim mitzvoyis v'tzivuni al arayis, the Rishon has commanded us arayis, v'osa luni as arisis, we ourselves cannot live with our own arisis, v'hetze luni as arisis, luni only al adechef of a tradition. And really, we shouldn't really be talking about Nesias here, because now we're talking about arisis. The reason why it says v'hetze luni as arisis luni, it's very irrelevant at this stage. It's only because one shouldn't think that through the brucha of Eilasin it becomes permitted. So we added, the Hitlun and Sanisus Lumi, Ali the Chippah of the Kedishin. That's why we mentioned the Chippah, Burchat Hashem, Mekadesh Amu Yisrael, the Chippah of the Kedishin. Now, two points I want to discuss here, the Nisach. There's a machloikus, how to say the brucha. And the first machloikus is, the Rambam says, we're supposed to say Burchat Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael, not Ali the Chippah of the Kedishin. The Rebbeinu Shem is Mekadesh Yisro. He didn't say, how is Mekadesh Yisro? Or the Chippah V'Kedesh. Ragos Maimon says, Unei Noigim Lachtoim Mekadesh Am Yisro Al Dei Chippah V'Kedesh. And that's the meaning nowadays, and actually it's a Machloikus, the Mechaba and the Ramu. And strangely enough, even though normally the Sfadim go according to Mechaba, the word of Rabbi Yosef, Ashkenazim go according to Ramu, here in this matter, I don't know why, the Sfadim also have accepted the Pesach of the Ramu, and Sfadim also say, Mekadesh Am Yisrael Adai Chepa Vekedishin, not like the Mechab who says just Mekadesh Am Yisrael. In the sum of the Taimon have the minute taka to say just Mekadesh Yisrael, but in the accepted practice to say Adai Chepa Vekedishin. What's the problem on both sides? There's the pros and cons. The Meiri points out as follows, Alpha Gimel. They didn't accept the solution Adai Chepa Vekedishin. We're now not talking about the chippah, we're now talking about the eruv, the tradition. Eruv Burachat Hashem, Mekadesh Yisroel. So just say Burachat Hashem, the eruv is Mekadesh Yisroel. V'ein Eruli, Meiri doesn't agree. Yes, first of all, the Mura, the Nischa Gemura, and our Shas Gemura is Mekadesh Am Yisroel, the chippah tradition. V'oi, Mekadesh Yisroel is a general thing. The eruv is Mekadesh Din. Here we are making a brucha, me'en apsicha. So the scene has to be me'en ha'psicha. Just to say generally, mekadesh, the Irish mekadesh is true. The Irish mekadesh is true with everything. It's filling it. It's all the tarei mitzvahs. Asher kedushin in the mitzvahs. So mekadesh is true isn't me'en ha'psicha, which talks about Irishim. So therefore, he says mekadesh is not good enough. You have to talk about, refer to the mitzvah which we're involved in the moment, which is the Me'en HaPsicha, the beginning of the Brucha, which talks about mekadesh HaMashon, the Chippah condition. Ba'afal pi she'ein shom asher Chippah. So why are you mentioning Chippah? Mekadesh HaMashon, al yidei condition. We're now discussing condition. Mekom vokum ha'kadishin tzoyre Chippahim. The Chippah itself, the condition itself is not sufficient to have Chippah, so we mention both together. But Kolshken, where in our minute that we have the chippah and the condition together, in the old times there was a gap of 12 months between the chippah and the nisiyah. Now that we have between the condition and the nisiyah, now we do it all together, so it's appropriate to mention both chippah and condition. In Yom Shah Shlom, we've been from the Haigulan, not to say the chippah condition, and the Ramban, and Nochel Shaydin. And he said another time against Al Yaday Chippah condition. The Meir mentioned it's not Me'en HaPsicha. He says, "She'ain kedusha yisrael tzlei mekach." The Eibush is not mekadosh yisrael through al yedei chippah v'kedushin. The Eibush is mekadosh yisrael b'mitzvoisav. Every mitzvah adds kedusha to yid. But you can't say mekadosh am yisrael al yedei chippah v'kedushin. This is not the way yid not mekadosh. Yid not mekadosh for all tarei mitzvahs. So he says, therefore, it's a tana against the nisach of chippah v'kedushin. But then he goes on. He brings the Avashita. No, that should be me'en hapsicha, as we said before. And then he says another point. He says, even though it sounds a bit strange, the Irish is Makadish Yidin through Chepa Kadish, and that yes. The MS, in the middle of Dalad Anfo, Shaharba Kadish Tuliba, that maybe the main or a lot of the Kadish Yisrael is Takadafka through Kadish. The Idubar Hagoyim Makama Kadish Saktish, the Alan Yunim of Aroy, how Kadish Yisrael does encompass a lot of Kadish Yisrael. Kishatim is having Eichach Mirish over Kishusam, Afila Bidubar Amita, the whole his Nagas, which he didn't have in Ishas, Kabachim of Usalem, Gam. Now, this point which I want to come to here. Gam, yesh boi shvach v'didme lematan toile. This inyan of Makadosh Am Yisrael Da'echav Kedishin is also referring to matan toile, which the Irish was Makadosh Yin at Kabbalah Satoile through Chepev Kedishin. Shakirish Burech Kedishin is Yisrael Bekedishin HaToile, she Merusha, Al Tikra Moshe Ele Merusha, Toile Tavolin Moshe Merusha is a Merusha, Be'onan Aloha was the Chepev, We soon see in the Ruach HaShulchan that if emphasis on the Seder, Chippah v'Kedishin, the Chayra, first is Kedishin, and then is Chippah, then is the Nisiyim. But if it's referring to Matan Torah, it's Kuf Halayim HaKedigis, was first Chippah, and after that, Ibsha gave the Torah. An interesting thing in square brackets, I saw from Rav Avadi Yosef, HaKneis HaKdoi Lehei V'Dibra Madit for Kusav, Ibiyum, Ibimein Arayi Nadisi when I was young, Ruisi Asul Agrom Monson Shahoyim El Samar, Mesh Yisroel, Shenor Yisham Lachtim Mekadish Yisroel, like the Rambam, without saying other Chepel Kedishin. If Kesheberich Berich Berichas Eiris in the Kedish of Bittai, Shal Agurin, the Dovet Koyin, at the Chasm of this and this 7-2, he didn't finish the word other Chepel Kedishin. Vahor Yisham Reh Bechiyo Basan, the Laguna Achav Oman, he didn't want to say Oman because he only said Mekadish Am Yisroel. Ad Shesayim, he asked for it, so he said other Chepel Kedishin. Very strange. If you need to have a condition, somebody else says it doesn't help. It has to be the person himself saying it. But Ravad Yosef tried to explain Pusapshat Tlisa Chepel Gedishin. What does help? The person who says, Kadaham Yisrael, he should have a Chepel Gedishin. The other person doesn't want to answer Omen, and he shouts out the Chepel Gedishin. It's not going to help much.
He answered Omen to his own brother.
Yeah, that's it. And he says, Omen Yisrael, he's already finished. That's the whole thing. Alright, that's one point. The second point is, why do we say Chippah for Kedishin? In Emerson, the Shiltus has got a different Gersa. The Kaddish Am Yisrael are the Kedishin the Chippah, which would sound the right order. First is Kedishin, and then the Chippah. But our Gersa is Mishnah. If the Rishonim struggle to understand it. And actually, Rashba said a very push to happen. In Emerson, we are dealing now here with Eirusin and not with Chippah. So, with it. But, we start off by saying, "Asher Kedushin Mitzvayis V'Sivun Arayis V'Ustar Luli." The Eibush asked us as for Arisus. He asked us as for Arisus, and the Kaddish Am Yisrael only when there will be Chippah, which was after Kedushin. So we mention Chippah because we want to explain Ustar Luli as Arisus. He asked Arisus, and when did it become Mitzvah? The Kaddish Am Yisrael was Chippah. V'Hitz Luli Sanasiyas through Chippah. Tosfos also says similar. Because Kiri by Issa Arisus of Hetham is Yis Bechiv Kedishin, that the person shouldn't make a mistake and think that after this brucha it's already mitzvah lebahala. Shalo yete udem loyim asha brucha miskena lehatira lelei. Lekach his Kiri chip loyim the dafke berachas chip yametir zakal. Elohuch hekdim chip lekedishin loyim the hitiru is hamesias ale the brucha chip shach berachas kedishin. An interesting thing is, the Baal Uitta says that the Nisach should be a different Nisach. Not al dechippa v'kedishin, with a book, al dechippa b'kedishin, which was through a kedishin. And he says that why this mistake, how did it change from a base to a wolf? He said, I'll be dictated. When you have a base, a dimul dalet, tuf hei, tuf, these six oasis, after a aleph hei, vov yud, it's rufa. Now there's a base after a hei, it's not a base, it's a base. So the hey of Chippah is the last letter, the Kedishin, and because they said Chippah, the Kedishin, a vase, people understood it to be a wolf. They didn't, it wasn't Cholom Reim Sakhilis, so they heard the, and they thought it's a wolf, really it's supposed to be a vase. You know, they wrote up, why did it have to be Cholom Reim Sakhilis? Why did they have to see it? Pushed it with a high Madrega, they think that Madrega, the Uzi ought to be the same. V'hiyashmein Ibrach Moshenus, la'ein Eichelchai. Yashmi Aini, the Irish will let us hear, La Aini through the eyes, a Roman Sakhilis. That's a high Madrega, but the Velzuk and Derek Melitza that maybe we should misunderstand ourselves a little. Some people think maybe Lo Signai, he Lo Signai maybe the wolf. The Shem Shemayim, on my dad, why, if you want to do a Grace of Chesed, you need a lot of money. It's actually Shem Shemayim, the means will justify, the ends will justify the means. So Lo, the Grace of Lo, the Shem Shemayim, the Signai, you're allowed. Maybe it's a mitzvah, one of the say that. So it has to be Lo, and as a Chol, it has to actually see, to make sure nobody should think that Lo, the Shem Shemayim, you're allowed to be an Avera. The Bianchi used to say, the Oist Tzadi is called by many people, and some full evening Oist Tzadi, especially a Tzadi, some of the end of the Tzadi. How did the Tzadi become a Tzadik? I found once in Bungal Room, he refers to Tzadi, Oist Tzadi, that's called Tzadik. How did the Tzadi become a Tzadik? Did you know why? The Tzadi bends down, and he carries the yid on his shoulder with all his koyach. Somebody bends himself down to carry another yid as a Tzadik. So somebody has to be ankle, well, the Oist Allah also, but bending himself down, carrying the yid. So yeah, but at the same time, he's treading on another yid. That's not Tzadik. The Tzadik is carrying yid on Yom Cheshvan. The Oist Allah is underneath him also, that's no good. At the point in Izukta Valeta, it's supposed to be Chippur Vekedishin, and the Mechaba passes away. The Mechaba passes Chippur Vekedishin with a face. Ramu says with a wolf, so we say with a wolf. I don't make any difference, but in any case, we pronounce it the same way. The Orach HaShochan goes through all what Nasi Rasna said, most of the things, and he says as follows. He says, Emerson, the brucha of this brucha is not the brucha of mitzvahs, like we have in a mitzvah. Why not? There's various reasons. Rishon actually discuss it. It's not the brucha of mitzvahs. The fact that it finishes with a also indicates it's not a Bruch HaMitzvahs, because the Bruch HaMitzvahs is a Bruch HaKetzurah. The Gemara actually touches this point from the Gemara's Mashmazay. But he says it's not a Bruch HaMitzvahs because for various reasons. One of the reasons is that the tradition itself is only the beginning of the mitzvah. It has to go to Eidosin. So it doesn't really find like the mitzvah. But he says, Mipnei Shachazal Lairutzi Lohayitz Mitzvah Yibalai Bruch. There's no brachas mitzvah because they didn't want to get to go to allow such a mitzvah to pass without a brucha, so they made a brachas hashvach in the mukam of brachas mitzvahs. They made a brachas hashvach that we should have some type of brucha. And tikni leburach al kedushas klal yisrael v'hayne shakadosh baruch hu brucha behem bekitchon in the inyan fin zivik gedoyim, and to give a shvach to Eibishter. And then he goes on towards the end of the v'yesh onim four lines before the bottom. The Zeh HaChip of a Kedishin Shaklal Yisrael. When we say Am Makadosh Am Yisrael, the Chip of a Kedishin means when the Eibush was Makadosh the Yid and Shachip of a Kedishin. Shneskati LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Shas Matan Toyve, the HaChip of a Sinai, Shekufan in HaKegigas, Bo'mad in Tach Zohar Katah Skipper, the HaKedishin Matan Toyve, Nuf on the Rambandus. The Embassy came out of Kadash, is Taka Makadosh Am Yisrael, the Eibush was Makadosh the Yid and through the Chip of a Kedishin of Matan Toyve, for Em to the Kash, which we said. The Lushan Kaddish Am Yisrael Ali the Chippah of Kaddish, yes, through the Chippah of Kaddish, Matan Torah, even got the Kaddish. What is the Issa of Arisus? Rashi says the Issa of Arisus to a husband is only Midabuna. Midaraisa, we mentioned various meaning which Arisus is different than Nasir, but Midaraisa, she's mitzvah to the husband, but Midabunan, she's also till she has Nasir. The Rashi says so, and the Rambam seems to say, so the Rambam says Divrei Sofrim, but you know the Rambam, Divrei Sofrim is not always that from the Rabbunim. But the Rabbit says it's B'dayraisa. Where does it say in the Torah that an Arisus also has him? The Rambam says we see that Arisus got special dinim, that she's not yet fully his wife, like the other dinim she mentioned before, and therefore it's a D'raisa to live with her. A shifter in Macbeth brings a very strange shifter. He says, Arisa is also to the husband, to the husan, because she is an Eishas Ish.
No one else's wife.
Eishas Ish doesn't mean somebody else's wife. He makes it. The Torah was matter a man to live with the own Eishas Ish. It's a heter. That heter only starts after the scene. Before that, there's Eishas Ish. There should be maybe skeeter, but it doesn't go as far as that. But he says, Issa the Arisa, because she's an Eishas Ish, even though it's his Eishas Ish. But Eishas Ish is not within the Chalais, within the Rukim. She's got the status of Eishas Ish. And the Torah would only matter after Nisiyah. Now, moving over, now that we've seen that Ramban himself does learn Pshat, Makadosh Am Yisrael, the Chavik Lishin, referring to Matan Torah, Tashbitz. This is going back to Rishon. I see it, I'm off now. In the Koyit HaKlul HaBiyadach, we know by Rast Tachlil HaOyim, but when Rishon has Chasna with Yidin, the various Psikim, where we see that Yidin to the Rabbanishtim is like a chus, a kala to a chusin. in Rashi in Parshas Musa also Bayim Halos Moshe Halas Ksid Nekoy Taklula Biyodcho. Take this rule in your hands. Kolam Menuvim Shel Chusim Veshel Kala Unel Amaydin Lematan Teira. We learn the Menuvim which we have, some of the Dinim and the Menuvim we learn from Matan Teira. Shashem Ho Yomara Atzme Kechusim Neged Kala Shehem Yisroel. We follow it. The Torah is the base of Bereishis. The Ksiva starts with base. In the Mizmor Hov Hashem B'nai Eilim, there's seven times the word koil. Tikni kenevlon zayin bruchus. That's why I have pink seven bruchus. There's 14 names of the Eibishter mentioned. 14 times the name of the Eibishter mentioned. In Sheva Bruchas is also 14 Shemus. So it's all based on Matan Torah, the Din which we have, the Bruchas, everything based on that. Interesting thing is in the Sefer HaMakna from the Taflu, it was a Rebbe from Sefer, Talmud Mizrach Magid, the brother of the Rishon of Nitzavod, it looked as though there seems to be in the Majus Chazal various opinions what was actually the condition that Eibusha gave to the Yidin. In Rebbe Shachim Mishteit, when Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Michus, the Eibusha said, Asher Shebartu, Yayasha Kachachu Shebartu. Omar, what was the Cheshma of Moshe Rabbeinu? Why did he break the Michus? As they said, they had the Eibu, Mitzav Sheyidin Oysan Kepnia, Veloi Ka'eshesish. If they sinned as a Pnir, without the condition, it's a Pnir, it's not such a great Havayla. If they sinned as an Eishas, it's like a Pelech. So he broke the Lichas to somehow dismantle the condition. It seems to be that the Lichas were the Taba'as condition. Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiddush Eish Yisroel, Shenehama V'Kiddash Tom Hayoyim Memucho, the Eish was Makadosh Yidin, Bu Moishe Vitna Mesatoyre, Imo Tzaon, She'osi Ois Hamasama, Ose Shebes HaLichas. He broke the Lichas, so from here it seems to be that the Lichas were the condition. But there's another Chazal, which is Mashma, that the Bizas Hayam in Bizas Mitzrayim was the condition. The Eibusha encouraged them through the Bizas Hayam in Mitzrayim. There seem to be various Bizas Chazal. Fikazoi, was it Pshat Tzibrechim Alichas? Munashach. What was Moshe Rabbeinu a shliach to the Yidin? Was he a shliach lehoilucha or a shliach lekabula? Was he a shliach on behalf of the Eibusha to give the Lichas to the Yidin? Or was he a shliach lekabula on behalf of the Klal Yisrael to remember Kabul Lichas? Munashach. If he was a shliach lekabula, he was makabel the lichas. They're already an eishes ish. Breaking the lichas is loymal of loymoyed. The condition is happening. If it was a shliach loynucha, what do you have to break the lichas for? That's going to give it to them. He can give it now afterwards, because they sinned before he gave it to them. So they still were paneer. So he should come there, settle the whole thing, make him do tshiva and give him the lichas. What's the point of breaking the lichas? Munafshah. Before or after help nish. Zukta makna. That the Emirah says the Eibush was Mekadosh Yidin with the Bizas Matzrayim, Bizas HaZiyom, Al Manas they were the Mekabel the Torah on the Tanai. So therefore, that now they brought the Lichas, so the Tanai was not Mekabel. They didn't receive the Lichas, so therefore the Matzrayim was Butl, the conditions. That was the Lincoln deal. Zuk the Zeh Gashmach of Shabbat. And look, in Pusuk said, Vayyim HaMoish, and in Yidim HaVon Fona. Vayyim HaMoish HaLash Elohim, Mi Yonoich HaHelech HaKadosh, V'chi Yoyis HaBnei Shul Mitzrayim. Vayyim HaKi Eh, Imoch, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Rabbi Einstein, you're sending me a shliach to take you down to Mitzrayim and give us business Mitzrayim, business Hayam. Such a thing shouldn't be done to a shliach. I'm a great enough. Rabbi Einstein himself has to do it. So the Irish then note, I'll do it through a shliach and I'll prove to you. It can be done to a shliach. There's a cloud. Something which can't be done to a shliach, you can't make it now. I'm going to be because of the Yidin, business Hayam, business Mitzrayim, on the Tanai of Kabbalah Sapphire. If it should be as you say, that I can't be taking Yidin out of Mitzrayim through your Shlichas, then Tanai won't work. I'm making a Tanai, and if a Tanai works, Shlichas should work. And in Tarsus Vedeim, afterwards, Aaron said, Lemi Zuav his Poruki. Let me zov his poruki. Why they say the lush in his poruki? Let me zov tvili. Come, give me the money. What's the mizov his poruki? So Tazoi, the halucha is if you makar l'shishim atnai, and the atnai is not makian, she has to give back the ring. Halucha in Ebenezer. He says, let me zov his poruki. The ganze business mitzrayim and business atzion which you got is now a bottle. You make an eidel. If so, it's korup. You give it all back to me. I just have a problem with this hamakna, because the makna says that the fact that Rabbeinu Shlomo could make a tnai proves that shlichus works. It's not a kash in them, as the Mekor HaKodesh friend from Shimon Shlomo. How does a tnai help by Chayes Achilles HaKoyim? You know, well-known tnai that amazing eat tnai. You can't make a shlich to eat HaKoyim. Chomus and Leches, Leches B'shlichus, Leches B'tnai. The Kivayga said you can make a tnai on Krishna. You get up in the morning, Shabbos morning, quarter past 8 o'clock on Krishna, so you want to lie in Krishna before, and you're davening the minyan, which is davening the first at 8 o'clock, and you might still catch the second man. So you want to make a tnai that if the halucha is like Mugavruam, you want to be yotze the first man. If not, you'll be yotze with when you the second man. How does the tnai work? Cold mitzvah, the leches, the shlichus, leches, the tnai. As we think of Shemeshvot, Emphat, that Ramban says that we find by a new, you can make a, become a loser not an eye. You can't make shlichus from the zeros automat. Zuk Ramban Reza Chiddush that the klal of kol mitz bless shlichus less but nai only refers to ben udam lam chabeirah. By ben udam lam mukam there's no such rule. So eating like a koyma, lying in Krishna, kadayma, and becoming a loser is ben udam lam mukam, there we don't have this rule. And he explains in the Harei Kodesh as the son-in-law, he explains why, what's it got to do one with the other? He says, the reason why Kol Mitzvah the Leis B'Shlich Leis B'Tnai, Tosu says, if you cannot make a Shliach, that shows that you haven't got the full control over the action. A person, Mekadosh Eshe, he's about boost to be Mekadosh. He can make a Shliach. If you're so powerful enough over the act of condition, you can make a Shliach, you can make a Tnai. But those things which you can't do, Chalitza, which you can't do through a Shliach, that means you're not in full control, you're just doing going through the motions, but it's not happening through you. If you aren't powerful enough to make a shliach, you cannot be powerful enough to make a tanai. Therefore, he says, Baban Udam Lamukam, if you are lying in Krishna, the fact that you can't make a shliach is not because you're not powerful enough, that you're not control. Okay? Because Rabbi Shalom wants you to be the one to do the mitzvah. There's not a lack of your balas over the mitzvah. And therefore, this rule of mitzvah doesn't apply. If so, according to the Makamah, who says that Rabbeinu Shem said the fact that I can make a tnai on Yetzias Mitzrayim shows I can make the Kodesh Leshvich Leshvich Tnai. Moshe Rabbeinu's Tana was not that the Rabbeinu Shem is not powerful enough to make a Shliach. Forget. The Shliach is not enough of a man to be a Shliach to take Yidna to Mitzrayim. The Chasun was in the Shliach, not in the Mashalayach. If so, according to the what we said before, they shouldn't, the rule of Kodesh Leshvich Leshvich Tnai, L'choyle, shouldn't apply. I'll finish up with the Zman Aguda, not much time left. The last Rashi in the Torah. L'chol ha-moira aguda la-shu'us ha-moish al-ayin ha-kalisro. So Rashi refers to Shvira Salichas. Shu'us ha-moish al-ayin ha-kalisro is Shvira Salichas. There's a din and halucha, and we learn it out from the Gemara, that you're not supposed to finish anything with a shlecht zach. And even aliyah la-kalisro, you don't finish off an aliyah with something. There's some exceptions, which end of Shabbat sometimes, which we don't quite know why it does finish off like that, but when you get somebody on Aliyah, you're not supposed to finish off with a Tevorah. The last words of Rashi in the Gans of Torah is Shvira Salichas. L'ayin kal yisod, sheshova salichas, shenema, asher shabbat, sheshkecha shabbat. It's a pain of another. Mamish a pain. I thought once, the Pittsburgh Rebbe Zechzat Ruchel was once here, and he had a fish in the Chaim of Smedish, and he said it all to the Lord. And I think that word came off his time. Onoichi, onoichi, ki menachemchem. What's the double solution? Onoichi, onoichi. Onoichi, menachemchem. So he said the following. He said, Moshe Rabbeinu came down, and he saw a mountain idol. So he smashed the lichas. Wow. The Rosh Hashem sent him with the lichas to eat. They're not worthy, so don't give it back. You go smash it. Somebody sends you with a present. The other person's not worthy of it, so you give it back. But you go smash it. Because Moshe Rabbeinu's question. So Moshe Rabbeinu, the Roya Nem of Klal Yisrael had Kabbalistic Cheshvan. The Gemara says that Hezuari Buzupen Sheshuchach Tamido. Somebody never had Tamasuchim who became lost his learning. He should be Mechabitim. Sharei, it could be found that the Lichas, the Shiva Lichas, Menuchim is ever said, the Shiva Lichas were lying next to the Lichas, so even the Shiva Lichas like Hezuchim Sheshuchach Tamido, he should be Mechabitim. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to pass in this halacha on this world. Moshe Rabbeinu had this koyach to bring the Torah to pass. What he passed here was accepted up there. He broke the lichas, with intention that he knew there'll be a time when Klal Yisroel will be a bechinuch and zukhan shishoch tamid. They're looking at the whole Klal Yisroel. It's mishcha mugre. And he wanted that we should still have the chashivas of a zukhan shishoch tamid. So he brought the lichas to create this halucha to put them next to the lichas in the urim, and then b'shomayim they'll have to pass them. His zulari b'zukhan shishoch tamid. And through that, even the shvachadoyos will have the koyach of a hamuchah. He said, "Onoichi, onoichi." There's two onoichis. A first lichas which were broken, and a second which are here with us. He and Achem, who is a month that tries to eat after the chom and the eat the sadoiris, that we are not less than a zukn shul tahmila. Tzach lazoyis. Kenzan. The Gemara says an amuretz, somebody who wastes time, is a yichid with him. He's chushed on the tzicha. If he's achayev in the cost, if he messes up with his own time, his life, time is life. So somebody else's time of other. This same Amuretz, on Shabbos, is scared to say a lie. Rabbi Demai, Rabbi Teva, we believe him. Here you choshtem on the tzicha, it comes to Shabbos, suddenly, Amuretz is a ligand. It's a pshat. Pshat is, this Amuretz, Sokosof, is a part of Klal Yisroel. It's looking short for me, though, the potential is still there, the past, the future is still there in him. It comes to Shabbos, where it is oil. It's where the brain is for him, that Bashar Shviras Halichas, all the oysters were broken, except for four words. Zuchar Eskema Shabbos Lekadshoi remains. These four words remain. So the Zuchim Sheshuch Talmidoi, when it comes to Shabbos, it's Oyer the Koyach, and that's where his old his historical connection with the Torah is there. So therefore, on Shabbos, you have to have Moyer for Shabbos. Shomli B'nai Yisrael Es HaShabbos Laos Es HaShabbos L'doi Roysom Yidu Shugar B'Shabbos HaShabbos is Rosh HaTevis Hizuali Bezuchen Sheshuchach Tamidon Laos Es HaShabbos L'doi Roysom. Even the Shvach HaDoyos when we are Bechin Ezo B'Shabbos Tamidon, but through Shabbos we're still reconnected. In Tkin Ezo Yishtayt Bereishis is the Oisius Yurei Shabbos Shabbos Atan V'Yirat. The Torah finishes Asher also Moshe did the Einik HaYisur, Zot Rashi, he broke the Lichas. Yeyashif Echach HaShishabat, you gave a Koyach to Yidin through the Shviras HaLichas. You gave him a Koyach that even in the Shvach HaDoyres, they'll still be connected through Shabbos. But Reishis, you're a Shabbos, that you still have the Yerushmaim. Come to Shabbos, even in the Shvach HaDoyres, the Shabbos still connects us. Da'ib Shalom Zorich is answer, Emtik Yerushmaim, Tehachim Shalom Shalom Shalom, Nigeir Yerushalayim.